there, this is Molly Patrick, and you are listening to episode 67 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. All right, so I'm going to talk to you today about a technique that I have used and that I have helped people implement in our community through my coaching, and it is basically a time audit. Now, I know that that might sound really, really boring, but hold on. Before you go, don't go. This can actually be so helpful so that you can do a lot of things that aren't boring. So hear me out on this. One of the things that I hear a lot in our community is like, hey, I love to batch cook. I love to prepare healthy food, and I know that preparing healthy, whole food, plant-based food is really important, and it's really a priority for me, but it takes me a long time, and I just don't have the time. So that is a very, very common thing that I hear, and I was talking with one of our resetters on one of the coaching calls last week, and she basically was saying like, hey, I do all these things to be healthy and to enjoy my life, but I'm so busy that I don't have time to enjoy my life. And I thought, yes, I wonder how many people think that, you know, because it takes time to move your body and to invest in, you know, mental health practices like meditation and mindfulness and preparing healthy food for your body and, you know, living a well-balanced life. It does take more time than if we're not doing that stuff. And so I think it was an amazing point. And also, like I always like to say, you know, if you are stressing about eating healthy, then it's not going to benefit you as much. And so maybe, like, you know, it might benefit you more to eat like a little bit less healthy if that makes you less stressed. Now, there's also ways to manage stress, of course. And I think a lot of this comes down to managing your time. And so I have this method, and it's not mine. I learned it from somebody that I was working with a while back, but it's really simple and it's really powerful because what it does is it kind of takes the drama and the emotions and the guessing out of how much time you have, right? It kind of just looks at the math and leaves the drama aside. And so this is, and like anybody can do this, and I'm going to give you an example and kind of walk you through this process just as an example, but I really encourage you to kind of take this blueprint and apply it to your life and kind of plug in the numbers that make sense for you so that you can get a really as accurate as possible. It's not going to be precise, but as accurate as possible idea of how much time do you actually have in your week to do the things you want to do, right? Because a lot of us will say, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have the time. I'm so busy. And this is like, it's a bit of a pet peeve of mine when I hear people say that, because I'm like, yeah, like everybody's busy. Right, everybody's busy. And what I often wonder and what I often see when I coach people is that they actually have more time than they think when they really look at how they're spending their time. And usually it can go two ways. Either they have way more time than they think, or they have maybe not way more time, but they have more time than they think they have, or they are trying to fit in so much that there's literally not enough hours in the day to fit in everything they're trying to fit in. And so it totally makes sense when people feel overwhelmed and they are always treading water and they can never quite like catch up or do all the things on their to-do list because there's literally not enough hours in the day for everything they're attempting to squeeze in. So it's one of those two things, right? So I wonder what it might be for you. Okay, so here's what we do. Take a piece of paper and a pen, and what we're going to do is, okay, so we've all agreed that there are 24 hours in a day, and there are 7 days a week. So 24 times 7 is 168. Okay, so that's how many hours we have in 1 week. So we just start with that. That's the base. We all have 168 hours. Nobody has more. Nobody has less than that. Okay, we all have that to work with. So the next thing is what I like to do is I strive to sleep 8 hours a night. And so I will allot myself that. Sometimes it's a little bit less. Rarely it's more, but 8 hours is what I strive for. And so I would do 8 times 7. So 8 hours a night times 7 days a week. That's 56 hours that I am dedicating to sleep. And to me, sleep is a priority. I mean, sleep has to come, you know, be above everything else, because if I'm not rested and I don't sleep, none of the other stuff in my life is going to get done in any kind of way that is helpful. And so I really value sleep. And I think for most of us, like, this has to kind of come first. Maybe it's not 8 hours for you. Maybe it's 6 hours. There's some people who do really, really well on like 5 hours of sleep. I don't know. I think, you know, 7 to 8 is the recommended, you know, amount of time to sleep every night. But regardless, whatever it is for you, take that number, multiply it by 7 to get that number of hours that you're dedicating to sleep each week. So for me, that's 56 hours. Okay, so you subtract 56 from 168, right? 168 hours in a week minus 56 hours you're dedicating to sleep, and I get 112. Okay, so that's 112 hours that I now have during the week that is not dedicated to sleeping. So for most of us, the next thing will be work, because work is a non-negotiable. We know that we're going to go. Most of us have to go. So if you are working, if you're somebody that has a job, you would subtract the amount of hours that you spend working. So let's just say you have a full-time job and that's 40 hours. Okay, so 112 hours is what you have left after you subtract for sleep. So 112 hours minus 40 hours gives us 72 hours left in the week. And so for you, maybe you work 20 hours, or maybe you work, 45 hours, whatever it is, subtract it, right? And then what I didn't do in this example, but what I recommend you do, is also subtract the commute time to get to and from work. So like maybe it takes you an hour to drive to and from work, right? And so you would multiply that by the number of days that you spend doing that commute. Now, I didn't include that in this scenario, so I'm going to keep going with the one that I'm doing, but I recommend doing that as well. Okay, so 72 hours is the number that's left over after I subtract for work and for sleep. Okay, so there, now what comes next? Now, for a lot of us, we have children. Now, I don't have children, so this isn't going to be part of my time audit, but I just wrote out like a basic thing. Now, I am not a parent, so forgive me, all you mom and dads out there, if this is way off, but I'm just going to roll with it. So I put down, so getting the kids ready for school, right, will take maybe an hour every day. So one, and maybe it's 5 days a week they go to school. So 1 hour times five, that's like 5 hours a week. Okay, for getting the kids ready for school. If you pick up and drop off your kids from school, maybe that takes another hour, 5 days a week. So that's another 5 hours. I put picking up the kids from school and then getting, kids after school stuff. So maybe there's like soccer or ballet or whatever. Maybe that takes an hour to get the kid to and from their after school stuff. Maybe you do that 3 days a week and that's 3 hours. Maybe you're playing with your kids for like 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that's 14 hours. And like feeding the kids, right? Maybe it takes 2 hours a day, 7 days a week to feed the kids. So that's like 14 hours. So this is just, obviously, you know better than me. And if you don't have kids, this wouldn't be part of it. But if you add all of that up, those numbers that I just gave you, that would be 41 hours a week with like kids logistics stuff. Like, here's the things that I have to do to keep the kids, I don't know, in good shape. So if it's 41 hours, you would subtract 41 hours from that 72, right? Because that 72 number is what we got when we subtract sleep and subtract work, right? From the 168 hours we have in a week. So we take that 72 is what we have left over, minus 41 for like the kids stuff, and we have 31 hours left. Okay, so from there, right, you would, the next thing you would do is like whatever is the next thing on your priority list. Maybe for some of you that is working out. Maybe for some of you that is investing time in your mental health. Maybe that's cooking, you know, grocery shopping and batching and cooking healthy food. Maybe that's, you know, cleaning the house, or maybe you're learning, maybe you're in school or you're taking an online course or you're learning a new skill. Maybe that's reading. Maybe that's spending time with your spouse. Maybe that's spending time with your friends. Maybe that's, you know, hiking. Whatever is next on the list, you would do that next, right? So, and this is really where the fun part comes in. So you minus all the hours that you are spending every week on the stuff that's like non-negotiable. And then you get to decide, okay, well, what's most important to me in my life right now? And I think that's where this practice or this exercise can be really, really beneficial and really, really powerful, because what most of us do is we have this constant narrative running that we're so busy, we're so busy, we're so busy, and we kind of just do all the things, right, that we have to do. And then instead of consciously making a choice, like, okay, here's what I want to dedicate time to, it's sort of like we get in this abyss of like time suck events or time suck activities, right? Because we have this narrative running that we have no time. And so we sort of, we find evidence for that. And then we kind of do the things that is not like doing the things that we don't necessarily really want to be doing in our life, but that just sort of is very easy to get sucked into, like being on the phone, like watching TV, like, I don't know, even like gossiping with coworkers or whatever it is. So you can really, once you have like the number, like, okay, I have 31 hours after I sleep, after I work, after I do the non-negotiable stuff for the kids, I have 31 hours a week. If you divide that by 7, right, 7 days in a week, you have like 4.4, let's just say 4.5 hours a day that you have then to decide what you want to spend it on, right? So maybe if you know you have 4.5 hours a day extra, then you can write down and make a schedule for yourself, or just keep, you know, you don't have to do like a schedule, but you could just, you know, jot down, okay, what do I want to do with these 4.5 hours on Monday? Do I want to use some of that to work out? Okay, great. So from then, how long do you want to work out? Maybe you want to work out for an hour. Then you would have 3.5 hours left. Okay, awesome. Maybe you just want to leave those 3.5 hours of doing nothing structured and you just do whatever you want in that time, right? Maybe that's like Monday. Maybe Tuesday is going to be the day that you dedicate time to doing a course or doing some reading, you know, and then decide how long you want to spend on that. If you have 4.5 hours, do you want to spend all of those hours on that thing? Do you want to spend half of those hours on that thing? Maybe on like Sundays, 4.5 hours, you want to dedicate that to cooking. And you want to dedicate some of those 4.5 hours on Saturday to go grocery shopping. And so if you know you have 4.5 hours on Sunday and you already did your grocery shopping, how much time do you want to spend prepping food? Maybe you want to spend 2 hours. Okay, awesome. You can do that. And if you're a Plant Fueled Life member, and if you do any of our simple meal plans, those will take you, you know, usually no more than 2.5 hours to bust out. Or you can just choose a handful of recipes and, you know, do it like that. But so if you know how many hours you actually have, right? That is going to empower you to make choices, and you are no longer going to feel like you're always busy, you're always busy, you never have any time, there's not enough time, time is always running out, because you're really looking at the math and you're leaving out the drama and you're informing yourself like, oh, this is what I actually have. And so maybe you do this exercise and you're like, oh, okay, so I would need actually 180 hours in my week in order to do all of the things that I want to do, right? Or all the things that I'm trying to do. And so from there, you can prioritize, okay, what are the things that are non-negotiable and what are the things that maybe just it's not the season for right now. It's not the time for right now. What can I sort of take off my list or set aside for a later time because there's literally not enough hours to do everything? Or maybe you do this exercise and you understand, you realize, you see, you become aware that, oh, actually, like, I have like 5 hours a day. So what am I spending those 5 hours on? Like, if I have that free with the non-negotiable, like if the non-negotiables are taken care of and I have like 5 hours, then you can start to notice as you go through your day, where are those 5 hours being spent? Are they being spent on your phone? Are they being spent on your computer? Are they being spent watching TV? Are they being spent with like a bunch of kind of busy work? And then you can decide, okay, well, I want to use these 5 hours to do something that's really going to support me and benefit me. And then you can shift focus and shift priorities. So when I did this, I actually was amazed at how many hours I have that I didn't think that I had. And it really was a great practice because I was able to then become more aware of how I was spending my time. And I noticed that I was on my phone for a lot longer than I thought I was. And that's usually the case. This is an example that I shared in the Reset coaching call last weekend. But I used to do laundry like twice a week, like on Tuesday and Thursday, I would do my laundry. And when I did this time audit, I was like, wait, it makes more sense for me just to do laundry once a week on a Saturday, so I'm not spending time on a Tuesday doing my laundry. And I realized that by doing laundry during the week, I work from home, so that's easy for me to do, but I was avoiding the things in my work that were the most challenging for me. So it was a lot easier to do a load of laundry than it was to record a blog post or to write some, you know, copy or to write an email or to, you know, some of the things that, you know, laundry is easier in that moment. And so I could adjust. I could be like, okay, this is really good to know. If I'm not doing laundry on Tuesday and Thursday, I can do other things that are ultimately, you know, maybe a little bit more challenging, but will have a greater reward once they're done. So anyways, this is the exercise. And, you know, like I said, I encourage you to do it with your schedule, with your non-negotiables. And then each time you kind of subtract something, just make sure you're subtracting first, like the things that have the most priority. Right? Sleep, work, kids, school, if you're in school, like the stuff that you are going to do no matter what, like you don't do it sometimes, like you're always going to do that. And if you have no idea, if you're like, oh, I have no idea how long it takes to deal with the kids' logistics or commute to my work or whatever, or I have no idea how much time I'm spending on my mental health each week or you know, whatever it is, this is a really good time for you to, as you go through your day, just keep note. So you might need to go through a few days and just keep like a time journal so that you are writing down, okay, I spent 8 hours sleeping. I spent 2 hours commuting to work. I spent 8 hours at work. I spent, 5 hours on my kids today. And so it could be that you need to do a little prep work before you do this if you really don't have a good idea of how much time you're spending on different things. So that can be helpful too. So that's the thing. I hope that this is helpful. I know it really, really helped me. And like I said, it really does take the drama and the emotions out of it. And it just deals with the math because it's just numbers at the end of the day. And if you could look at it like that, it's just being numbers. And then at the end of the exercise, you have just a number then that you have, right? Then you can start assigning things to that and live your life on purpose and really do the things that are most important to you. And it could be that you're spending time on things that aren't that important to you. And so that's really good to look at. Is there something else you would rather be spending your time on and that you're just not? So it can be it can actually be a life-changing exercise. And I've seen that happen for a lot of people. So if you have questions about this, feel free to email me anytime, support@cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and let me know if it helped you. Okay, I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous week, and I will talk to you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.